our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe. Supreme Master Ching Hai encouraged and promotes vegetarianism as a noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He say, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friend. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring summertime fondue with fresh veggies, vegan temper, and more.
Okay. It's summer. And we're gonna have some simple like food. This is an alternative to barbecue, okay?
Okay.
Like when you cannot barbecue because you live in an apartment and all you have is a balcony maybe or a deck outside of your room and you're not allowed to make any barbecue. Then you can do something different. Like we can fry the stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
And everybody can enjoy just the same. I'm going to show you how. Okay, you have some tempura? Yeah. You can buy any kind of tempura, vegetarian tempura, of course, no? And you have some sausage? Whatever you like to fry. Put the sausage next to the tempura, all together there. And we have also tofu, ready-made tofu, or raw tofu, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, what's the tomatoes? Yeah, it doesn't matter actually. You can have without tomato, without salad. It's nice if we have salad in summer, no?
Yeah.
We have the salad, we have cucumber, we have lettuce here. That's just fine, okay? We have tofu here. We cut it into sticks like this, huh? Long sticks. Yeah. Halve it. Just like a sausage size. Put them all here together. Cut the cucumber into like three. It doesn't matter how you cut, actually. Cut it the way you want. The tomatoes, you have it like that. And put together with the cucumber. And I show you what to do next. Tofu, you have to rinse the water out. Because I put them in the water to keep it fresh. Everything.
Yes.
You add the water and you rinse it in the filter water. Here we have filter water. And squeeze a little. And use kitchen towel to dry it. Yeah, dry a little bit of all of them because they are wet.
Yes.
Okay, and then now you cut them into like thumb size. There. When you're cooking, you better recite some holy names. Jesus' name, Buddha's name, or Mohammed's name, Allah's name,
yes.
Guru Nanak's name, God's name. Yeah? Okay?
Okay.
Because I am explaining to you, so you think I'm not reciting. I am reciting always at interval. Yeah, to bless the food. To make the food transform into nutrition and light. Okay?
Okay.
You soak the vegetable in water. In salt water. But sometimes I'm not sure, so I spray vinegar solution on it. The vinegar solution is half water, half vinegar, yeah?
Yes.
And then I rinse it again. I soaked already in salty water and I rinse it already, but I spray also some solution of vinegar on it, just to make sure. There we are. And even if you buy ready-made salad, lettuce or salad in the shop, you should rinse it again quickly, either with salty water and water, or at least filter water, okay? Now we're going to prepare this stuff. Meanwhile, I'm also preparing some fruit.
Okay.
You remember the sorbet that I told you guys?
Right.
Normally you chop into small pieces and put into the deep freeze. Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
You don't have to do that even. You can throw the whole fruit in there.
Yes.
Like I just did just now, eh? I throw the whole fruit in there. And then when you bring it out, you leave it for a while until it's not too hard, and then you can cut it. You can cut it into pieces like this. Or any pieces you want. And it tastes exactly like the sorbet that you have in the restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah, without much ado.
Yes.
Without much energy wasting. And I told you already, you can put it in the blender and make it smooth.
Yes.
But if you don't, it's still good. Yes. Save the blender. Okay, I'm just preparing some food meanwhile. I throw the whole piece of watermelon and still here. Just put it in the fridge.
Yes.
A deep freeze like this. Cover it.
Yes.
Or don't cover, even fine. And then cut it into small pieces. As small as you want. And then you put it on the dish. It's very hard. It's been in the fridge too long.
Yes.
But if it's too hard like this, you can leave it outside for maybe some minutes. And then you try again. This is good for my muscle. Yeah.
Yes.
Cooking is fun. You don't have to go to the gym. If I do this all the time, do I need a gym at all? No, huh?
No.
No way. Okay. Dragon fruit?
The dragon fruit.
Yeah. I just cut it there. It's a nice fruit for summer. Well, we are successful. But it was with a lot of muscle. Oh, that's cool, right? This almost. Is it cool? Wow, it's nice. Nice fruit, no?
Yeah.
Fruit is really delicious. Maybe we can just be fruitarian.
Sure.
Already better than breatharian, no?
Right.
A vegetarian is already better than fruitarian. I mean, for many people, because they're not used to without food.
Yeah.
Okay, we can skip it here for now first, then we do the rest. Remember I told you about the dragon fruit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, I cut them like that, of course. Well, you know it already. If you don't, you look back at my cooking last year or something.
Sure.
Yeah. The old program, you can always have access to it, no?
Yeah.
See, we use it like barbecue, yeah? Oh, wow. But we use chopstick instead. You can also use the stick, yeah?
Oh, yes.
But chopstick, you can reuse it again.
Sure,
so we prepare all this and then we just put it in the oil. Air fry, like a tempura.
Oh, yeah, so easy.
And then we're going to drop it in. Put a little bit deeper, otherwise it will break.
Oh, right.
Okay, do what you want.
Yeah, okay, yes.
You can reuse this chopstick again, so you don't have to throw it out. Mm-hmm. Because it's thicker, it won't burn so quickly.
Yes.
This is tempura.
Tempura, yeah.
Oh, wow. Because some people don't have barbecue, they cannot barbecue in their apartment.
Yes.
So this is like a social.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. When the oil is hot, you just put it in there and wait.
Okay.
Then eat with bread, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And ketchup, cucumber.
Yeah.
Yeah. And cucumber, you can also do it for decoration. Eat fresh, huh?
Yes.
Cucumber, you don't have to fry it.
No. Is it? It's more healthy that way.
Just nice to stick everything.
Yeah. And it's so easy as well.
Yeah. It doesn't burn so quick. And it's like stable, yeah? I changed to a smaller pot because like this is just nicer size. So the chopstick, we not just dip in oil, just the food. It's much better. See, after you fry it the way you want, you know, as much as you want, even just for a quick while, you know, as long as it's hot, yeah? And look fry, that should be enough. And then you put it in the bake with the kitchen towel. Turn around a little bit so the oil don't be too much, yeah?
Yes.
If you're afraid of being fat, of course. Yeah, all right. Too much oil is never good anyway, whether
right.
You are afraid of being fat or not, yeah?
Yes.
So just good size is good enough. And this one you don't eat every day, it's forbidden, yeah?
Yes.
Too fattening. Okay. The tofu is not yet completely done. When it's done, it should be like golden like this, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. But you can also eat it like that. It's not forbidden, okay?
Okay.
Now we put a new one in and get ready for the next one. And after we eat this, we use a stick again. So it never wasted. Voila. After the oil is boiled, you should see to that it's not too much boiling, yeah?
Yes.
You put it on 2/3 of the heater or half of the heater, okay, depends, yeah?
Sure.
Right. Okay, there you are. You see, when the tofu is not yet cooked, it stays at the bottom. Everything else stays at the bottom. But when it's kind of cooked a little bit, it will float. Yeah?
Yes.
That's when you can eat already. But you can wait until it's more golden. It's up to you, yeah? The tempura will be floating anyways because it's lighter. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
And you put him down again or to let him float also fine. It will cook in any case. Good. You remember the sorbet?
Yes.
leftover. Last time I just left it in the fridge, and you can put it in your fruit juice, yeah?
Wow.
Like that. Yeah. It will be bubbling with color. See that? And it tastes good. Yeah?
Yes.
Instead of ice, or together with ice, it's fine. See that?
Yeah.
I have also ice cream in it, but I have also this sorbet. You can make the sorbet and fill your ice tray with it.
Yes.
And then when you use it for your juice, you put it out instead of cube. Okay?
Yes.
And make as many colors you want and put in your juice. It's colorful, huh?
Yeah.
It's nice for summer, no?
Definitely.
Okay. Voila. And the rest you can eat as sorbet. You eat just like that. You put the pepper, ketchup, or salt. It's right there. Yeah. You can have salad also together and the bread. Yeah? Okay. Welcome. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
Here are your juice. Wow, it has some a little red, you know, thing on it. Very nice.
Wow.
Eat. Enjoy. Is it good?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Cool, huh?
Yes.
Nice for summer, no?
Very nice.
Yes.
You can have water or juice with it. It doesn't matter what. You can use olive oil or other oil. But when you use other oil, it might be bubbling very fast. So be careful.
Yeah. That's
tasty. Tasty, huh?
Yeah.
Summertime, when the living is easy, fish is a jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy is rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Summertime, when the living is easy, fish is a jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy is rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. See, we cannot let the dogs out yet because we have oil and we have cable and all that. But the dogs can eat later. I'm worried they stumble on the electric cable because we need them. That's why, huh? If we are not cooking, we can leave the oil on low or turn it off, and when we cook, we do it again, huh? Please. Thank you. Save whenever we can. Huh. Dogs is a little upset because we didn't include them. Can't have everything. We save some for you. Don't worry. It's nice, huh? The deck that we made, huh?
Yeah.
How useful, eh? Yeah. Otherwise, such a small mountain house like this, how we even have a front yard, eh? We have to create things, otherwise we don't have, huh? You see the way I made it, you know, just some wood and then the fence around it. So we don't have to make a wood balcony, yeah? Save a lot of work, no?
Yeah.
And it's safe just the same. Very safe. It won't go rotten even, it's just nice. Yeah. And if it's the fence is rotten someday, we will change the fence, it's quick. Take maybe 10 minutes, huh? No need professional to come in. We do it ourselves. I invent a lot of stuff, eh? Okay.
You guys enjoy, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, a lot more, okay?
Thank you.
A lot more. You know the French, they call this fondue. Normally they eat cheese, but we don't eat cheese, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we eat tofu cheese, but we don't have it, so. They use cheese to dip in oil, you know, deep fry like this.
Uh-huh.
And then the cheese melt, and they eat it with boiled potato, or baked potato, jacket potato.
Yeah.
I mean the potato they bake with the skin on. And they eat it with cheese like that in winter time, yeah?
Yeah.
Summertime also, why not, huh? We all work like mad, won't be able to get better. You can't even eat like this without salt and pepper or nothing, right?
Yeah.
And without sauce even, yeah? These things, they're tasty in themselves already, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Not too bad. Take a little salt. Yeah, just a little bit. My Oh, nothing. Also fine. Yeah? Okay, no?
Yes.
I get the, what this? See? That's how we eat. It's summer, you know? You want, there are pepper, salt,
and I think he's present.
Ketchup!
Okay.
Okay, one of these.
Thanks a lot, but I will eat you also.
No,
eh?
We've been eating before you came.
Okay.
We didn't know cooking.
Yes.
It's just spontaneous.
Yes. When he's ready, yeah?
No, we didn't know you're coming home yet. You know, we do it ourselves. But because I heard your call, so I thought, oh, let's invite our neighbor to come. He's home.
Very kind of your side, yes.
Are you alone there?
I am not alone because there are the Romanian.
Oh, really? They are working.
Yeah.
Go ahead, enjoy. You want ketchup or not?
No, no.
Okay. It's boiling hot. It's okay?
It's perfect.
I told you it's nice. Vegetarian can be nice, no?
Very good.
You, all these are vegetarian. Vegan actually means no meat, no egg, no dairy. Completely vegetarian. This is sausage.
And the taste is good, eh?
It tastes good. Japanese tempura?
Yeah. What is that? Taste is good.
Tofu?
Yeah.
And fresh vegetable. And fruit. Yeah, yes. What else you want?
That's good.
Buon appetito.
Grazie.
Molto buono, eh? Molto bene, eh?
Molto buono.
How you say vegetarian in Italian?
Vegetariano.
Vegetariano, oh. I'm perfect. Enjoy.
Very, very close as a language.
Huh? Yes, enjoy. I make some more for you. Plenty there, you see? We all eat already. You guys eat one more, have some more, okay? Enjoy, eh?
Yeah.
No salt, no pepper, nothing?
Oh, as it is.
You eat very healthy, very good. Better than salt and pepper even. Cheers to our neighbor in love.
This afternoon.
Yeah, our neighbor. Your wife coming home soon, huh? And when she comes, let us know, we invite her also.
Okay. Now is the time that I have to invite you.
No.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, why not? But whenever. It's not like you have to.
So you see also my house.
Yeah, I like. I've been in your house and you invite me orange and all kind of stuff. And your dogs always say hello when we pass by. She is lovely, lovely. Okay, here guys. Two water for my fridge. Wow, nice, eh? Nice and cold for our mom. Yeah. I mean, they want for you, like.
sometimes.
So?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. When we eat outside, you're going to have some more food. These are just snacks, okay? Mm-hmm. Little snacks, snacks, snacks. Oh! There you are. Yeah. Oh, yo! Skinny guy! Yeah, maybe you eat a lot of these stuff. Okay, I cut it. Yeah. Yeah, you are a good boy, Bobo.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Between Master and Disciples. Good People, Good Works is up next after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May all beings live in peace, love, and respect as fellow friends.